Hello, there, James Hunt here, Spring Creek, USA, 89815. It's been another great week for our president. He's didn't get to come to Elko, but what the hell. But I feel inclined to say something regarding the judicial system here in Elko County. I've been very critical of it. And if I'm critical of a person or a judge, I will be that way. And if I'm not, it's because I'm not. So with that in mind, meaning that everything seems to be great with our justice system in Elko, to a point, I have concerns, but I wouldn't accuse anybody of anything yet. But here's a shout out to friends, relatives of the judgeships. I mean, integrity, it's there. Working hard, it's there. Making decisions based with a blindfold on, as much as you can in a small community, I think. I think that it will be improved upon, there's no doubt. That's coming. But most of all is, we have an extra district judge coming in. That's thanks to our president. And there's not a lot of people running for the positions that I can say. The ones that are there now know how to operate them. And that's really important right now, because there's a lot of changes coming. And these changes are going to be easy unless you don't have somebody that knows how to write, you know, mend the two systems together. I say mend, I blend, I mean mend, because they got to be tore down and rebuilt. But most of all is the judges that decide they want to be sitting on the bench in this district and in Elko and in Nevada. I say, are you ready? Because the plate is full. It is big and it is very intricate. And it covers all bases that we're going to have to go through. And it's going to include the whole, it's going to include the people you know. It's going to include the people that are your neighbors, that are your friends. But I mean, I'm not saying that everybody knows each other, because that's not how they've destroyed society to that point. But you know what I'm talking about. And I wanted to make it real clear. I don't see a name. I don't see a person. I see someone in a position to do something wrong, and they took it and they did that. And whoever those people are, they have to be held accountable. That's only fair, no more, no less. God knows I should ask for a lot more. But with my filing that I put in there at the district court for both Department 1 and Department 2, it fills a span of 32 years. And I more than deserve my day in court with every bit of it. But if you're not willing to, if you're thinking of becoming a judge for another term because you're going to delay any kind of justice coming, well, then you better vote for Biden, because if President Trump gets in office, it doesn't matter what you want. Justice is for all. And we're going to correct the unjust system, the tainted, you know, history of district, the courts. I mean, God, to think that you still employ a guy like Gary Woodbury, even consider voting someone into the council, city council, I mean, that is best friends and has breakfast with one of the biggest criminal and evil kind of assholes, Jim Pitts. I mean, he's a thief. You know, he stole from our sheriff's department. You know, when's that going to come to fruition, huh? About burning my property down, taking my mother, taking someone that I cared for, loved dearly, out of my home, taking her away from me, accusing me of everything. How do these people maintain a job? And I can't even get a job. You know, canceled a long time ago. Shame on anybody that thinks they should be protecting these people. What you should be doing is getting proactive and responding to the fact that they need to be investigated. Something needs to be happen. Something needs to happen. And we're all busy right now. Trying to get President Trump back in office through all the ballot harvesting and the media. Everything you hear, there's nothing It's now 99.9% against our president. And that's going to be a great day when he becomes president for 4 more years. But please, if you decide you want to run and be a judge, I ask that you know your eyes are wide open, because you're going to have to judge these people. And we have a Supreme Court in the state, but we also have a bigger Supreme Court that I don't want to have to go to. I just want things to get settled out for Spring Creek, which you guys have done to every property owner out here. I want these people responsible out here to be removed, to, you know, not allow them to be in a position of trust, and or let them go back on the voting, you know, see if they can get voted in. But what they've done to Spring Creek, the assault, and judges are about the only people that probably don't know about this, or you should know about it, what they did. I mean, civil liberties are one thing, but to step on our rights, property, as far as ownership and our, just the whole big not give a crap, all for the almighty dollar, and you guys just stepped all over everybody. And that school that got plopped in the middle of here, that was property that belonged to people. That's our property. You know, the association, the people of the association own that, and you guys just treated it as if it was your own. Like these lots you split, everything, it's not yours. And these judges are going to find out the real truth, because you've been lying to them too. You've been lying to them all. So another segment here with the utility company to kind of give a little history on how it came about. I was able to pull together the history, and it wasn't so hard back a while. But what it was is during the 2016 time period, people were having issues with the meter readings, that they were very large on some months and others. And there had been some rate changes previously that had to be due to tiers, that the, you know, X amount of thousands of gallons, you pay a certain amount of price, but it increased substantially here on that third tier. So that was pushing some people to that third tier. But it had become an issue, and there were some people that had filed against this. And of course, I never did talk to them, see how difficult it was for them. But I know that when I had people call me and say, "Theron, I must have a leak. I must have something wrong," they said. I went and looked, and I didn't find any. But I taught them how to read their meter. And when you flush your toilet, you make sure that what it's spinning, doing the basics. Well, that was okay until... I don't know, 4 or 5 months later, they billed her for, and this was an actual bill, that her average use was 16,800 gallons a day for a whole month. And she was pretty upset, but I mean, what was going on was she, single white trailer, by the way, yard, but you know, nothing outrageous. I was concerned at that point. But then it was happening elsewhere. I had other people, and I was hearing stories about how this utility company was doing construction and, you know, pushing people's meters in and out of their yards, and, you know, telling them they're going to have to pay for that work we just did. And I was like kind of appalled, because I thought these people, you know, they've been working on the community, and why do they not act like they're community oriented? And I still don't know the answer to that, but I will say this, that as the utility company, as I was looking at these curves, you know, it's just, you know, 1 3/4 inch valves, 1 inch or 1 inch systems. Anyway, the bottom line was that I went to a meeting at the high school, and it was just a public meeting. And I'm not a good public speaker, but I just got some information together, and I was able to stand up and say, you know, here's some meter readings. I think I mentioned about that one situation, 16,000 gallons a day. But I said it was pure thievery, and I meant it. And so after that meeting is when I met a gentleman that was here from the state's office, Attorney General's office, and we were able to converse, and I worked with him, providing meter readings for about, I think it was 15, 20 years of history. But we went far enough back to where we confirmed that, in fact, the meter readings were consistently
kind of screwed up. You know, you can get a history. It's data. And sure enough, when it came down to depositions of Mrs. Barnett and company and Patrick Morton, that in fact she would lie, blatantly lie. She got, I mean, over and over again. I mean, it's kind of embarrassing, but you know, these documents I have, I've uploaded them onto the Spring Creek page. But my point being is that when I got involved more and more because I was seeing all these issues, and then I didn't have a water bill. So I had in the past in properties, but I didn't have a water bill currently. And I had missed probably, well, a while, 2016. Yeah, I missed 10 years, 8 years of water bills. My point is that I didn't realize they had gotten such a not even a use fee. Happy that you're with this. Pay us $35 around that price. And we don't care if you're not using water or not. We don't even care if you're not home. We don't even care if you're vacant. We don't care. You know, we add on that money every month. Then they start charging for the first gallon of water. Okay. And at that first, probably 1,000 gallons, then it goes up to a second tier rate to 10,000, 100,000 gallons at that point. Now, I'm going to tell you, they really have cooked the books on this one. And I know they have because I've had proof of it for 4 years, 5 years. I filed in district court 15 months ago here in district court for these issues right here that I'm speaking of, that they are in violation of. They were found during the testimony, and like I say, you listen to it, they were guilty of lying. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's say this. When they came back for another meeting with the water company here at the high school, I didn't go to that meeting because I didn't want to be a disruptor. You know, we still had pits in the office and everything, but my point being, I was able to take the engineer that came to town to drive that person around to look at everything that they were saying they wanted to do on that interrogatory plan. Big report. Gave me all the information, like I said, that proved that we had the system in place. We didn't need any more. The one thing I didn't know was where that new water tank was. I've since then found that. But let me go back to that trip. As we drove around, I was told point blank, you know, Theron, to get rid of a utility is just impossible. I'm like, even when they lie and they're stealing, and so that's what I was told. Well, that's not a convincing thing for me. I mean, it should have been. Better things to do. No, I stay with it, but then I end up a multi-residential lot becomes an investment. You got to do something when you get your pension because they force you out. And what do you got to do with that? So, you know, you invest $5,000, you become an owner, a very small owner. But the funny part is that God's grace said, here, Theron, I'm going to tax you. You own this. And I do. I mean, legally own it. And then I find out just exactly how bad that is going. I discover the school is going in. I discover the utility company and their expansion plans. I mean, I'm playing this thing out. I'm watching this going, whoa, slow your roll here. I filed the complaint. I say, hey, this is, you know, these guys are doing, I filed numerous complaints. The complaint came back in my favor, and it stated the fact that was supposed to stop them was at that sewer plant to get over here. It's not a plant. It's basically just a Morrowood septic system. And it was going to be overflowed because this place was designed in the 70s. It didn't have to change. It wasn't supposed to change. And it still holds true today that it is all balanced. Well, that's not so anymore because of some real major screw-ups. And they were all warned ahead of time. I warned everybody. I have a record of it. When I told the county, I said, don't be building a school there. I told these guys up here, do not give that property away. You know, you're trashing 26 lots that belong to association members, us. But they just didn't listen, and they just went through with it. And the utility company, you know, even though they got busted and they couldn't operate, they kept pushing about to get that tariff overturned. Well, they did with Sisolak. I'm going to say that. It may be, you know, there was more to it with Sandoval. But once they released those documents, because I'm going to make a request, because they've now got them hidden, a lot of them, where they're not viewable. Why would you not let me view them? I mean, what? It's a public document. Oh, because I don't have a water bill. Really? Well, if that's the case, I guess we'll have to get me a badge or something, because that's bull. Don't lock me out of the records. I'm doing this because I live in the community, and I need to wrap up a couple things. So let's take a look at the books, and I get to spill your beans about that big community up there with that big water tank that you put on the saddle of the whole community. You know, you've raised the rates and you've made it so expensive you can't do anything with multi-residential lots. It's just a real loss when you just keep getting away with it. And guess what? Times have changed. And here's your fair warning that the sooner you come clean, the sooner you decide you want to talk, 934-0725. So.
Okay, I want to talk about campaign finance, but I just caught a quick segment of Tucker Carlson. He was talking to a gentleman over there in Los Angeles that was just told that they're going to extend the order for 3 months. And wow, this is kind of intense when you think about how far these people will go. There is no limit for them. And when I speak of these people, I'm talking about the governments. They're pushing the buttons very hard. Our president's going to be very busy with these cities. They're trying to wreck their states because they want to hide any evidence of what they've been doing for the past. I mean, wow. I can't believe they're destroying these cities. I can't believe that people are allowing this. And I say people, that includes me. If LA was to call out and say, hey, we'll give you free concerts for life if you'll come and, you know, help out. Yeah, cool. Can I go to some Charger games? But let's go, guys. If this is really going down in our country, I got to tell you, it's really bothering me a lot. And no more money for the states. If you don't, no money from the, it's not like it's coming from anybody else but us. No more money, except in the people's hands, in the way of silver. And I have to have some for sale. I'm kidding. Please, President Trump, no more money. Okay. I know where they're funneling it. A lot of people do. I'm sure a lot more than we think do know exactly where it's going. Let's please get on top of this. We've got now's a perfect time. God bless our president. God bless his family, his cabinet, and America. We're going to come out of this really nice. All of us are, if we survive. And I mean that just, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow is what I was talking about. But let's do this. Let's get this thing opened up. I'm ready, almost. But let's kick it in the ear, all right?